You guys, I am so excited. My new course on behavior, the Practical Behavior Approach, is officially done and ready to go. Enrollment is only open until April 30th. And if you are someone who is supporting a child with frequent challenging behaviors, listen in because this course is for you. This course was designed for any teacher, special ed or gen ed, clinician or parent working with a child with frequent negative behaviors. This course is going to prepare you with a comprehensive toolbox. You're going to have all the tools you need to prevent problem behaviors, respond when problem behaviors happen, and to build those missing skills. We go in depth into why behavior happens, looking at contributing factors like diagnosis, trauma, anxiety, and sensory needs. This is truly a cohesive course where strategies are rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis, but also rooted in trauma-informed practices. So you're going to have both perspectives to develop this really robust framework of strategies that is truly going to be effective. So if you are feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, or out of answers on how to support your kids, click on the link in the show notes and learn a little bit more about this course and how the training and all of the downloads and tools are going to really help support you on this journey to helping your child be successful. I can't fully express how excited I am to get this course in your hands. Click on the link in show notes. Let me know if you have any questions. And when you get started, let me know how it goes. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. We are continuing on with our summer series on the Autism Helper Podcast of Hot Takes. I am sharing some unexpected opinions, and I'm hoping to get some discussions going, to get some mindset shifts going, and just having us think a little bit critically about things that we do or things that we think in regards to our classroom or our clinical practice. So today, my hot take is that nobody wins the power struggle. And actually, I think this is probably the least controversial one because I think we all know this. Like, we know this to our core. When I do trainings, I ask, you know, hey, in a power struggle, who wins? And sometimes people will say, like, you know, the student or like the teacher, whatever. But in reality, nobody wins the power struggle, right? Nobody walks away from a power struggle thinking, man, I did some great teaching today, or I really connected or built rapport with that student. No. Even if you feel like you quote unquote won, right? You were like stuck it out and I don't know what you're like, the student gave in or whatever, however you felt like you quote unquote won, you really didn't. When we're in that power struggle, that student is not ready for learning in that moment. When we're in a power struggle, we're sometimes in crisis mode, right? Our emotions take over. In those moments, learning is not happening, right? So however that power struggle ends, it's not ending with new skills. It's not ending with, you know, a deeper connection with that student or more options for reinforcement. Nobody's winning. Right? We are walking away in a worse situation than when we started. And it's not going to make tomorrow easier. It's not going to make next week, next month. I think also that's sometimes the mentality. I know I used to think that too. Like, if we can get through this today, then that student will know in the future that they can't get away with this, or this doesn't work, or this is unacceptable. But in reality, no. Because remember, when it comes to negative behaviors, this is a demonstration of a missing skill. And it's our role as educators or parents to teach that missing skill. In the power struggle, we didn't teach the missing skill. So that situation and those behaviors are likely to happen again because they still don't have the skills needed to meet that expectation right now. We'll get there. We need to provide instruction, though. Really, the key to behavior change is increasing positive behaviors, building up those new and missing skills. Not putting our foot down and winning the power struggle. nothing is really coming of that, whether that's just our own satisfaction for that evening. But in the long term, it is not helping. So what can we do instead? I think the biggest goal for all of us here is to avoid the power struggle.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Guys, we don't want to be in the power struggle. We want to avoid it. We can avoid the power struggle by having a real understanding of what our students' skills are and how they match up with the classroom or home expectations. If you know that your student or your child really struggles with change, then when changes are going to come, be aware of that. Plan for changes. Warn about changes. Teach coping skills. And when the change comes, be ready with that menu of coping activities for the child to engage in. We have to really think ahead and be proactive when it comes to avoiding the power struggle. We want to really be able to predict what a child's triggers could be. And we can really focus on what we have control of here to diminish some of those triggers. We are in control of our own behavior. We are in control of the environment. We are in control of how we give directions, give feedback, offer choices, assign activities. We're in control of all of that. And when we look at our behavior and the role it plays in this potential power struggle, we can see like where it started. I know, you know, as a parent, anecdotally from my perspective as a parent, when I get in a power struggle with my child, I know exactly where it started, and it's usually my fault. And a lot of times it comes from being tired, overwhelmed, burnt out, trying to do a lot of things at once, right? And, you know, you ask your child, you know, can you put your shoes on? Can you put your shoes on? Can you put your shoes on? And by the eighth time, you're yelling. And they're like, oh my God, why are you yelling at me? And now they're not going to put their shoes on. And instead, can we step away and think, hey, maybe like I should have turned the TV off before I asked them to turn off their shoes. Maybe I should have told them why I want them to put their shoes on because we're leaving the house. Maybe I should have gotten their attention before I put their shoes on. Maybe I should have told them where their shoes are. That there's a lot of other things that I was in control of in that situation, but I was busy. I was tired. I was frustrated, right? So emotions take over. We react, right? So if we can kind of be proactive and think about where we are in control of setting up the environment and how we can manage our own emotions, because our emotions play a big role in this, I would much rather have, as a teacher, a parent, whatever, take a break, take like 60 seconds, and then come back more calmed down, ready to address that student or that child in a more meaningful and effective way. So when it comes to power struggles, the goal is avoid the power struggle, right? And if you have maybe a team member that repeatedly gets in power struggles, have this conversation. Hey, who wins? Do you walk away feeling like you taught something today? Probably not. It's a mindset shift here. If you're kind of in that old school mentality of like, no, I'm going to wait him out and he will do what I say and I'm going to win this battle. If those thoughts go through your head sometimes, it's that mindset shift that needs to happen on really where behavior change comes from. And I think that's the important thing to get to when it comes to power struggles.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD,
My goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.